How's it going out there? This is Amy, and it is time for Amy's Kids Show. And wow, I am so excited to be here this morning because we are celebrating. We are celebrating big time right now. Here on planet Earth in the north in Vermont where I live, today is really, really close to Easter. And Easter happens in the springtime. And Easter is when we celebrate the sun and the moon and how they affect our planet. It's amazing because Easter always happens by a full moon. And it was a full moon the other night. And it was amazing to see that big moon on one side of our planet and know that the sun was on the other. And they were sort of hugging us, right? That's what happens on a full moon. And those solar system neighbors of ours, the sun, who is the center of the solar system, and the moon, who is our moon, she rotates all around the Earth all the time. they were both hugging us, right? One on each side. Well, today, folks, the reason why I'm talking about all this is not only is it springtime, and not only is everybody out there celebrating the sun right now with the sun coming up and the birds all coming back to Vermont and everybody singing about how warm and beautiful and bright it is when the sun comes up. It's just so beautiful. But today, we also have our friends back, Kira and Lulu. Lulu, the space kitty who was here a few weeks ago, well, she's back. And she brought her friend Kira because today they're going to take us back on their rocket ship. We're going to pretend to fly around the solar system today. Today, we're not just going to the sun with Kira and Lulu like we did last time. This time, we are going to visit all the planets, all of the neighbor planets that live with us here, like the Earth, and circle the sun. So we have the Earth. We have other planets, too, though. What are some of the other planets that circle our sun? Do you know any of the names? Do you know what order they come in? Huh? If we start with the sun, which planet is closest to the sun? Well, I'll give you a hint. It starts with Mer what? Mercurius? Is that what it is? Mercurius? Well, I'm more curious about the solar system. The more I learn, the more curious I get. And I hope you feel the same way. Thank you for joining me and Lulu as we tour the solar system. But first, we're going to celebrate our nearest neighbor, the moon.
Ten. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff. We'll parachute to the planets, visit them one by one. First stop is Mercury, closest to the sun. Next is Venus, shining in the night. Then comes Earth in our planetary flight. Off to Mars. We'll be there soon. Then to Jupiter with its many moons. Saturn is a vision with its glowing rings. Uranus is a mystery, but we'll see what it brings. Next is Neptune, then on to Pluto, the farthest from the sun. Our journey to the planets has certainly been fun.
Our third song is Moon Don't Go. Let's say it.
Moon Don't Go.
And we must really pay close attention to the leader because this song has four parts. In the first part, I'll sing Moon Don't Go four times, and you are to echo after each one like this. Moon don't go.
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 Now on the second part, I will say moon don't go, and you will clap like this. Moon don't go. Moon don't go. Moon don't go. Moon don't go. Now the third part, and we will do this twice. We will clap once. I'll say moon don't go. Moon don't go. You do the claps. Moon don't go. Moon don't go. Moon don't go. Moon don't go. Now on the last part, we go back to our two claps again, and we fade out with the hand claps and with the voice. Moon don't go. 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 Now let's see if we can do the whole song. Moon don't go.
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 Moon don't go. Moon don't go. Moon don't go. Moon don't go. Moon don't go. Moon don't go. Moon don't go. Moon don't go. Moon don't go. Moon don't go. Moon don't go.
What will I take to the moon? What will I take to the moon? The rocket is small, I can't take it all. Better hurry up, 'cause we're leaving soon. What will I take to the moon? I'm gonna take my bike, gonna take my bike to the moon. I feel so free with my wheels under me. Gonna take my bike. Better hurry up, 'cause we're leaving soon. What will I take to the moon? I'm gonna take some paint. I'm gonna take some paint to the moon. I'll splash some red on the old moon's head. Gonna take some paint. Gonna take my bike. Better hurry up, 'cause we're leaving soon. What will I take to the moon?
I'm gonna take my cat, gonna take my cat to the moon. She'd love to chase all the mice into space. Gonna take my cat, meow.
Gonna take some paint, gonna take my bike. Better hurry up, 'cause we're leaving soon. What will I take to the moon? I'm gonna take a wish, gonna take a wish to the moon. I'll wish for more than I had before. Gonna take a wish.
Gonna take my cat, meow.
Gonna take some paint, gonna take my bike. Better hurry up, 'cause we're leaving soon. What will I take to the moon? I'm gonna take a snack, gonna take a snack to the moon. Crackers and cheese from a tube I'll squeeze. Gonna take a snack, gonna take a wish.
Gonna take my cat, meow.
Gonna take some paint, gonna take my bike. Better hurry up, 'cause we're leaving soon. What will I take to the moon?
I'm gonna take a friend. I'm gonna take a friend to the moon. Together we'll share what we find up there. Gonna take a friend.
Gonna take a snack.
Gonna take a wish.
Gonna take my cat, meow.
Gonna take some paint. Gonna take my bike. Better hurry up, 'cause we're leaving soon. What will I take to the moon?
I'm gonna take some air, gonna take some air to the moon. Then make darn sure that we keep it pure. Gonna take some air.
Gonna take a friend. Gonna take a snack.
Gonna take a wish.
Gonna take my cat, meow.
Gonna take some paint. Gonna take my bike. Better hurry up, 'cause we're leaving soon. What will I take to the moon?
I wanna take the world. Wanna take the whole world.
It is small, we can't take it all.
So I'm gonna take some air.
Gonna take a friend. Gonna take a snack.
Gonna take a wish.
Gonna take my cat, meow.
Gonna take some paint.
Gonna take my bike.
Better hurry up, cause we're leaving soon. That's what I'll take to the moon. That's what I'll take to the moon. That's what I'll take to the moon.
Instead of using only hand claps with Moon Don't Go, this time let us try a few instruments. We shall use the conga drum, maracas, tambourines, the woodblock, and the clave stick. Moon Don't Go. 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 Moon Don't Go.
Circles round into a crescent moon. The moon that's peeking out, cause the earth has held that seed. The seed begins to sprout. Move with the moon, oh, you will grow. The garden's astir, row upon row. Move with the moon, the tides and the tow. Dark turns to light, and quarter moon, visible at noon, seed is bursting into stalk, humming a fast tune, and now the gibbous moon shouts into the sky, life is good, let's make a bud, oh, the colors fly, move with the moon. The petals form, flower opens wide, then bursting into fruit. The moon begins to wane. In that fruit there is a gift that brings us seeds again. Move with the moon, oh, you will grow. Gardens a pop, row upon row. Move with the moon, the tides and the tow. Light turns to dark, and fast turns to slow. At the last quarter moon, we gather what we've grown, and holding us to harvest time, and the harvest takes us home. As now the moon draws in, a sliver up at dawn, all that was inside the plant is moving underground. Move with the moon. Circles round into a crescent moon. The moon that's peeking out, cause the earth has held that seed. The seed begins to sprout. Move with the moon, oh, you will grow. The garden's coming back, row upon row. Move with the moon, the tides and the tow. Dark turns to light, and
yeah.
Hello, folks. Hello, Lulu. Yeah, come on up, Lulu, right up to the mic here. Yeah, so folks, I am back in the station. Amy is here for Amy's Kids Show, and we have Lulu back in the station as well. Right, because we are celebrating today, Lulu, aren't we? We're celebrating the kind of people who would bring their cat to the moon. I know you really like that song. I know that's one of my favorites. We had to play that one again because we're celebrating the moon. But believe it or not, we are not the only ones celebrating space cats. It turns out that space cats are a very popular theme. I just keep meeting new ones that I didn't even know were out there. There are so many space cats. Yeah, and so not just Lulu, so we are celebrating space cats today, but especially Lulu, right? I know, yes, especially you, because you and your friend Kira have gone on another rocket ship trip, right? Yeah, that they want to tell us all about. So last time Lulu was here, we went to the sun with Lulu and her friend Kira, and today we're going to continue the adventure. I have here a book called Kira and Lulu Visit the Planets. Yeah, I know. We're going to visit the planets. Yeah, because we're going to take Lulu the cat. Kira's going to take Lulu the cat beyond the moon, to the moon and beyond, to the rest of the solar system. Right? And so the moon is our nearest neighbor here on Earth, and that's why we can see the moon the best, right, of all of our neighbors. And so we're going to start with her, right? And the moon circles our planet Earth, and that makes all those cycles of the moon. Yes, the new moon, the quarter moon, the half moon, the full moon, right? And then back to another half moon, quarter moon, crescent or sliver moon. I know it's beautiful to go out and look at the moon at night, isn't it? I know. Kitties like to do that. They do. They love to go out and look at the moon. Mine was going out last night to look at the moon. Anybody out there have a kitty cat who wanted to go out and look at the moon last night too? Right. Well, the moon is not just beautiful, right? But being our nearest neighbor, it also affects our planet. The moon can affect our water, the plants, everything with her gravity and her cycles, right? Whether it's a full moon or a new moon. And so that's our nearest neighbor. So if the moon affects us, do the other neighbors affect us too? Yes, I know. And you got to see them up close, Lulu. You are so lucky. Right. And so let's see, we're going to go beyond the moon. We're going to go to the sun and then come back through the solar system and visit all the planets one by one with Kira and Lulu. All right, Lulu, do you want to find a place to settle down? All right, she's going to go find a nice little place. You know how kitties can always find little nooks and crannies where they can go settle down and take a little rest, a cat nap while they listen to the story. Awesome. All right. Everybody's settling in. How about you out there? Are you settling in for your story? All right. Here we go. Kira and Lulu Visit the Planets by Kat Davidson. I love that the author's name is Kat as well, although she spells it with a K instead of a C. Do you know any cosmic cats out there who spell their name with a K as well, besides Kat? All right, here we go. Kira and Lulu Visit the Planets. Our trip to the sun was as fun as can be. What other wonders are out there to see? Our journey today will be just as fun. Let's explore the planets that circle the sun. We will leave a quick note for father and mother, then prepare for a journey unlike any other. And they're writing a little note. Kira and Lulu are writing a note. It says, Mom and Dad, off to see planets. XOXO, Kira and Lulu. All right. Off to see all the planets we go. It's time to start the planetary show. Well, everybody knows how a rocket trip starts, right? How do all the rocket ships take off? What happens, right? We have to count down. Do you know how to count down for the rocket ship? Here we go. Get ready. 3, 2, 1, blast off. Wave goodbye to the moon as we fly towards the sun. We are starting with Mercury. That is planet number one. Mercury is rocky and looks like the moon. It is too hot near the sun, so we better leave soon. Up next is Venus with yellow and brown skies. Often called Earth's sister, they are so close in size. Lulu's purring. She likes that. With water so blue and clouds so white, our home planet Earth is a beautiful sight. Oh, I can see why she was purring. Earth is so beautiful. Looking at her from space, all blue with little bits of green and white clouds swirling over top. Oh, we have a beautiful planet, guys. As we fly past Earth and head to the stars, the next planet to see is a red one named... What do you think? Rhymes with stars. What comes after Earth? Mars. Mars is a red planet, the fourth from the sun. Let's take a small break to do something fun. There's ice all around here and dirt many shades of red. No plants or animals here, so let's build castles instead. They've got a bucket. Kira and Lulu are building sandcastles, red sandcastles, using a bucket and things. That's so cute. All right. Oh, they're back in the rocket ship. Through the asteroid belt, Kira and Lulu fly, dodging all of the rocks as they sail on by. Oh my goodness, yeah, Lulu is covering her eyes. She's in the rocket and she's covering her eyes while Kira is very carefully steering through all of the asteroids in the asteroid belt. Okay, phew, they got through. So they're on the other side. What's on the other side of the asteroid belt? Well, this is where the planets start to get different, right? They start to become gaseous. More gas than solid. So up next is actually the biggest planet. Up next is Jupiter. It is the biggest planet around. It's where great clouds, big storms, and many moons can be found. Oh yes, the other planets have moons too a lot of the time. Some of them have more than one for sure. The Great Red Spot is the biggest storm of them all. Bigger than three Earths together. Don't you feel pretty small? Yeah, Jupiter spins so fast. It has so many big storms. Some of their storms are bigger than our whole planet. It's amazing. Okay, what comes after Jupiter? Let's speed toward Saturn and look at all of the rings. So many colors and shapes. They are such pretty things. And what's after Saturn? Planet number 7 is Uranus. It looks tipped to the side with smaller rings, strong winds, and stinky air. P.U. far and wide. It's made of, like, stinky gas. Ooh, P.U. But it's beautiful. Don't worry. Next, we come upon Neptune, colored a beautiful blue. It's almost the end of the journey. So sad, but it's true. Oh, and there's Kira and Lulu. They're in their rocket ship, and Kira and Lulu are both taking notes. They've been taking notes about their journey. Oh, Kira has a beautiful picture of Neptune. So blue and beautiful, and she's writing Neptune notes. She's keeping notes about it, and ooh, I see. What is Lulu? Lulu's writing about Pluto. Ah, that's the next planet coming up. Maybe you're taking notes, too. Do you want to draw a picture of Pluto and take some notes? Let's see what Pluto's like. Pluto is the little one. And although it is small, it has some of the best colors and shapes of them all. What is that light over there with a tail? It's a bright comet leaving an icy trail. Ooh, a comet's going by. What luck that we're catching a comet as we're out here in space. How cool. We follow the comet made of ice and rock. It seems to be speeding up. Look at the clock. We lost track of time. It has been so much fun. Our trip to see the planets is almost done. Before we go home, let's remember the planets we've passed that belong in our solar system. We'll name them all from first to last. Let's see, have you been taking notes? Let's see if your notes are in correct order. Here we go. Planet review, number one, closest to the sun. Are you Mercurius about Mercury? I know I am. Mercury is number one. Who's number two? Venus, Earth's sister, right? Because she's about the same size as Earth. Venus is number two. Who's number three? Well, who are we? Earth is number three. And Mars. Mars is the red planet where they were building the sandcastles. Do you remember that? Oh, then we went through the asteroid belt. Do you remember that? Lulu was covering her eyes because she was like, oh, Kira, I hope you can steer around all of these asteroids. And she did. She did a great job. And then we came to what? The biggest, first gaseous planet that we came to was Jupiter, right? With the big storms. Ooh, and who has the most beautiful rings? Number six is Saturn with the beautiful rings. Number seven, who's tipped right on their side with rings too, is Uranus. Uranus is such a unique planet. It's so cool. And number eight, the big blue, beautiful, dreamy planet of Neptune. And the one that Lulu was drawing, number nine, Pluto. And in the storybook here, I can see that Lulu is sort of playing with Pluto like it's a ball of yarn. I would imagine that Lulu would follow Pluto around and chase it like a ball if she could, right? So, did you have all nine planets? Great job, it says here in the book. Great job. Ah, we arrive home in time to see a comet fly by as we watch the amazing colors paint the sky. Ah, Lulu's purring. What a beautiful sight, say father and mother. Maybe next time you can bring little brother. Oh, next time? What's this about a next time? Oh, and here's the dedication at the beginning of the book. It says, to Noah. Maybe the next book will be about your adventure. Oh, wow. Well, that's the end for this story. Kira and Lulu visit the planets. But it looks like there's another story coming. Ooh, maybe Noah, Kira's little brother, is going to join them on another space travel adventure. Ooh, I'm excited, guys. I am mercurious about what's going to happen next. How about you? I just made that up, mercurious. What are you going to make up today? I know you're going to make up something really cool. I'm sure of it. Thanks for joining me for Amy's Kids Show. Let's keep surfing through space.
Up, 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 the whole darn lot. Now he's Ocelot the Astronaut. a baby dinosaur whose eggs started rolling across the floor. Ran with the bulls and forevermore. She was Dinosaur the Matador. 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 Once there was a baby bumblebee always wore stripes so the other bugs teased, but he stood out as distinct from the football teams. Now he's Bumblebee the referee. Bumblebee the referee. Bumblebee the referee. Bumblebee the referee. Bumblebee the Once there was a baby elephant who learned a lot cause she never forget the type of elephant you'd wanna elect. Now she's Elephant the President. 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 Bumblebee the referee. Dinosaur the Matador. Ocelot the astronaut.
Our solar system. Have you ever looked up into the sky and wondered what was there? Higher than the birds, past the clouds, and farther than the moon, a whole host of fascinating objects spin in outer space. Let's imagine for a moment that we can leave the Earth behind and explore the solar system that surrounds it. We call it the solar system because everything in it is centered around the sun, and solar means something to do with the sun. The sun is a star, just like many of the stars that you can see in the night sky, just many times closer to us. Still, the sun is very, very far away from the Earth, almost 93 million miles away. That's why it looks so small, even though it's the biggest object in the solar system. In fact, the sun makes up more than 99% of the mass in the solar system. If you put all of the planets, moons, asteroids, comets, and everything else in the solar system together, they would make up less than 0.25% of it. The sun is so big that it's more than 100 times wider than the Earth, and if it were a giant jar, you could fit more than 1 million Earths into it. More than that, the sun is what holds the solar system together. Its massive gravity is what keeps the Earth and all the other planets circling around it instead of drifting off into space. The sun is also what allows us to live on Earth. Without the sun, there would be no heat. There would be no light. Plants could not grow. Water would freeze, and nothing could survive. The sun gives us heat and light because it is always burning. It is a giant ball of gas, mostly hydrogen and helium, and it burns at millions of degrees in its center. Let's leave the sun now to explore the planets. As we move away from the sun, the first planet we will encounter is Mercury. Mercury is the smallest planet in the solar system, much smaller than Earth, and one of only five planets you can see from Earth using nothing but your eyes. Of course, it won't look much like a planet. It looks more like a bright star, and many nights you can see it close to the horizon near sunrise and sunset. Mercury is a lot like our moon. It's small and has a rocky surface with craters on it. It has no moon of its own and no air to breathe. you probably wouldn't enjoy a visit to Mercury, since temperatures are boiling hot in the sun and freezing cold in the shade. Something interesting about Mercury is that it is the fastest planet to go around the sun. It only takes 88 days. Next is Venus, the second planet. Some people call Venus Earth's sister because the two planets are very close in size and gravity, but they are very different on the surface. First of all, it is very hot. Venus is the hottest planet in the solar system. It's not as close to the sun as Mercury, but its thick atmosphere of carbon dioxide helps it to trap the heat and stay warmer than its neighbor. It has a thick atmosphere, but it is not one you could breathe. It is mostly made of carbon dioxide, and there are clouds of sulfuric acid. Venus might not be fun to visit, but it is beautiful to look at. It is the second brightest object in the night sky. The only thing brighter is the moon. If you are looking at a sunrise or a sunset and suddenly notice what looks like a very bright star, you are probably looking at Venus. After Venus comes Earth, the third planet from the sun. Of course, you know all about Earth because that's the planet where we live. Earth is what's called a Goldilocks planet because it's not too hot and not too cold. It is just right. As far as we know, Earth is the only planet to have living things. Let's leave Earth again for a moment, though, and visit Mars, the fourth planet from the sun. Mars is known as the red planet because iron oxide, a material like rust, in the soil, gives it a reddish color. Mars is smaller than Venus and the Earth, but larger than Mercury. It is cold and rocky, with a thin atmosphere made of carbon dioxide and oxygen. Mars is the first planet we've visited today besides Earth to have its own moons. It has two, although they are not big and round like our moon. Mars's moons are small and irregular. Scientists think they may be captured asteroids. Maybe they came from the big asteroid belt that is between Mars and Jupiter. An asteroid belt is a big ring of asteroids, or rocky objects, orbiting the sun. Jupiter comes next, the fifth planet in the solar system. Jupiter is the largest planet and is something called a gas giant. It is called this because it is really big and made mostly of gases. Jupiter is so big that you would have to place 11 Earths end to end just to stretch across its middle. Jupiter is also the third brightest object in the night sky. Only Venus and the moon are brighter. You can usually find Jupiter higher in the sky than Venus, since Jupiter is away from the sun and not towards it. Jupiter has at least 67 moons that circle around it, but 55 of them are very small, only about as big as a mountain or smaller. Some of its moons are very large, and at least two of them are about the same size as the planet Mercury. One of its moons is the largest moon in the solar system. Some of these large moons can be seen from Earth in your backyard with a telescope. People cannot land on Jupiter because it is made of gas. There is no ground to land on. Even if there was somewhere to land, Jupiter is covered by terrible storms, much stronger than even the strongest storms on Earth. One storm that we know about can be seen from Earth. We call it the Great Red Spot because that's what it looks like, and it has been going on for at least 200 years. After Jupiter comes Saturn, another gas giant. Saturn is famous for its beautiful rings. Although they look solid from a distance, the rings are actually made from many, many small ice particles, as well as rocks and dust. Saturn also has more than 60 moons orbiting around it, some as large as the planet Mercury and many smaller. Something interesting about Saturn is that even though it is very large, it is not very dense. That means that if you could find a bathtub large enough to put Saturn in, it would float instead of sink. Saturn is the farthest planet that can be seen from Earth without the help of a telescope. After Saturn comes Uranus, the seventh planet from the Sun. Uranus is another gas giant, but it is much smaller than Saturn and Jupiter. Unlike any other planet in the solar system, it is tilted so much that it actually spins sideways. Uranus has rings around it, although they are much smaller than Saturn's, and 27 known moons. Uranus is covered in blue clouds made of methane, which give it its lovely color. Very similar to Uranus is Neptune, the eighth planet from the Sun. Neptune is another gas giant, and like Uranus, it has methane in its atmosphere, so it also looks blue. Neptune is a darker blue than Uranus, and scientists aren't sure why. Neptune has a few thin rings and 14 moons that we know about. Because Neptune is so far out in space, it takes it a very, very long time to go around the Sun. Remember Mercury? That only takes 88 days to go once around the Sun? Poor Neptune takes over 164 years to finish an orbit around the Sun. The last time that Neptune was in the same place it is now was before the American Civil War, before computers, phones, airplanes, or cars had been invented. Neptune has the longest orbit of any planet in the solar system. Now you may think that I've forgotten someone. Pluto. Pluto was discovered in 1930 and was listed as the ninth planet in the solar system. As it was studied longer, scientists realized how small it is. It is much smaller than any other planet in the solar system, and even smaller than many other moons. Plus, people started to discover other small, rocky planet-like objects in space near Pluto. Some of them were even bigger than Pluto. In 2006, after 76 years being listed as a planet, Pluto was declared a dwarf planet to show that it was something that was like a planet, but much smaller. There are at least 6 dwarf planets in the solar system, and possibly many, many more. That leaves us with 8 official planets in our solar system. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. I hope you enjoyed exploring the solar system with me today. Goodbye till next time.
Oh, hello there. Are you ready to learn about the planets? I know I am.
These are the planets of our solar system. With you. Venus, Earth and Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, there's the Sun and all the stars. Sing again, you'll know them all soon. Mercury, Venus, Earth and Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, there's the Sun and all the stars. Sing again, you'll know them all soon. These are the planets of our solar system. With you. Venus, Earth and Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, there's the Sun and all the stars. Sing again, you'll know them all soon. Mercury, Venus, Earth and Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, there's the Sun and all the stars. Sing again, you'll know them all soon.
Okay, okay, I I feel like we need to change it up here a little bit. Something a little bit hip-hoppy and cool. Okay? Let's do it. Mercury, planet, the closest to the sun. Venus, planet, it is the hottest one. Earth, blue planet, because of all the sea. Mars, red planet, so dry and rocky. Jupiter, planet, more moons than anything. Saturn, planet, nine icy rocky rings. Uranus, planet, can spin on its side. Neptune, planet, so windy you should hide. Okay, we can go back to the other thing now.
These are the planets of our solar system. These are the planets, yeah, these are the planets, yeah. These are the planets of our solar system. These are the planets, yeah, these are the planets, yeah. And all we want to do is run the planets with you. Venus, Earth, and Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and the planets with you. Solar system.
I am the sun. I'm a burning ball of fire. I'm very big indeed. Life on Earth depends on me. I am the sun. I am Mercury. I'm the closest planet to the sun. I'm a ball of iron. I have no moon. I am Mercury. I am Venus. I'm the same size as the Earth, but I spin the other way and much more slowly. I have no water. I am Venus. I am the Earth. Where we all live, there is land and lots of sea, so I look blue. I have a moon. I am the Earth. I am Mars. I'm a rocky red planet. My mountains are the highest in our solar system. I have two moons. I am Mars. I am Jupiter. I'm a gas giant. I'm the biggest, and I spin the fastest. I have the biggest moon. I am Jupiter. I am Saturn. I'm a gas giant. My rings are made of ice. Titan is my biggest moon. I am Saturn. I am Uranus. I'm an icy gas giant. I'm the coldest planet in our solar system. And I have rings made of dust. I am Uranus. tune. I'm an icy gas giant. I'm the farthest planet from the sun. I have many storms. I am Neptune. We are the solar system. We are the solar system.
We have made it to the end of Amy's Kid Show, and I still have Lulu in the station with me. Yes, Lulu, I know. We had a great time today traveling with you. Yes, traveling with you to outer space. Oh, and Lulu wants you to know, yes, we really loved that last song, didn't we, Lulu? It was like a ballad. A ballad is a sweet, I know, sweet, sentimental song. I know, we were almost crying. I kind of teared up during that last song, that ballad to the solar system. And we really liked how that song helped us pretend, make believe that we are something other than me, right? What would it be like to sing for Venus? What would she say? What would the planet Venus have to say? Well, I think that song captured Venus and Mercury and Jupiter very well. And so Lulu and I were having such a good time that she wrote a ballad for herself. Didn't you, Lulu? Well, kitties sometimes have a hard time pretending to be other creatures and other things. So Lulu is speaking for herself here. This is what Lulu wrote. Okay, you ready? Okay, here we go, Lulu. This is your ballad. Here we go. I am Lulu. I am a gray kitty cat. My best friend is Kira. Together, we travel through space. I am Lulu. Oh, Lulu, that's beautiful. That describes you perfectly. Wow, maybe I should write one, right? Should I do a ballad about myself? I am Amy. I am a human being, right? Maybe I can describe. I'll have to work on that. Boy, I'll have to work on that. I'll have to write one for myself. But I also like the idea of pretending to be someone else, right? Maybe one of you out there can write a ballad for me. Maybe you would do a better job of it than I would, right? Maybe Lulu, maybe you can write one for me. Okay, Lulu? Yeah. And so who else could you write a ballad for? Who else could you make believe that you are? I mean, that's a good way to learn. Right, if you're curious, like the kitty cats and me, I'm very curious, right? We've been celebrating kitty cats in space and curiosity. Well, whatever you're curious about, right? Lulu suggests you learn more about whatever you're curious about and write a ballad about whatever you're curious about. That's a great way to learn. Oh, make-believe is a great way to learn. Yes, that's what I've been doing here all morning. I have been learning so much about the solar system and the moon and the sun and how the Earth is playing with all of our neighbors here in the solar system, how we affect each other. We're always learning new things as humans, right? That's why we have to stay curious. Yes, and learning. Oh, Lulu wants you to know that learning is changing your mind. You have to be able to change your mind to be a learner, right? To keep learning. Keep learning, guys. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back next week with more Lulu in Space.